Hi everyone, this is Jack Lynch, radio and TV producer for Renewal Ministries. We will soon be switching our podcast to a new server, and this will require some action from some of you. We will switch to the new server for our podcast beginning the week of Monday, November 12th, 2018. Starting that week, if you don't continue to get the latest episodes of the shows as you normally do, you will need to make a simple change. First, delete the current podcast for the show and then resubscribe to it as you did originally. It's that simple, and you won't lose any episodes. For any questions or problems, please call me, Jack Lynch, at 734-662-1730, extension 125. That's Jack Lynch at 734-662-1730, extension 125, or email me at jlynch@renewalministries.net. And thank you for listening to the show.
So cool. Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. The opening prayer in today's liturgy touches me very deeply. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service. So we come to you, Lord, to worship you. It's the opening prayer at Mass. By whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service. And part of that service is to worship him. That's a big part of it, is to worship him. To do good for others, yes, but first of all, to worship him. By whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling, that is, without committing too many serious sins, or even if we can avoid serious sin, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. What did Jesus say? Follow me. What did he say to his disciples? I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, I will give you eternal life. Follow me, I love you so much I died for you that you might have access to heaven. Remember what God has done for us so that we may hasten to follow him. The stumbling means we procrastinate, we really don't want to, we turn away, we try to occupy ourselves with other things to forget what God seems to be impressing upon us to do. Might be something small, might be something big. So we want to hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Just choose him, brothers and sisters. Choose to trust him. Choose to see him as the source of all love, that the love you have for others is actually his love at work in you. Unite yourself with him, with his way, with his love. Then you have an eternal source. And when you fail, repent and it's restored. First reading today is taken from, again, from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 3 to 8. Brothers and sisters, we are the circumcision, we who worship through the Spirit of God, who boast in Christ Jesus, and do not put our confidence in flesh, although I myself have grounds for confidence, even in the flesh. In other words, I've kept every bit of the law. I've kept it all. But therefore, that does not mean that I can put my confidence in my flesh. Just because I've done everything, quote, right, that's not the goal. The goal is that I grow in love for him and that I desire his will. I seek his will. I want to be united with him more closely. I want to follow him more so that the people around me can find him, not me, but him. That's where the focus is. I decrease that he may increase. And this is what Paul is speaking here. Do not put your confidence in flesh, although I myself have grounds for confidence, even in the flesh. I've done this and this and all things to indicate his commitment to God. If anyone else thinks he can be confident in flesh, all the more can I. In other words, I was circumcised on the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage. In observance of the law, I was a Pharisee. In zeal, I persecuted the church. In righteousness, based on the law, if it's based on the law, I was blameless. In other words, I did everything I was told to do. But whatever gain I had, and that gave me position or prestige, it also got him in a lot of difficulty. But he's saying, whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. The only thing that matters is union with God and bringing as many people with us as we can. Everything else falls into second place. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. As you honestly get to know the Lord, not just know about him, but know him, know his presence, his love, his forgiveness, as you get to know him, really know him, which means you have to spend time with him. Spend time with him. You know, it's as though when I come to prayer, it's time when I have personal conversation with God, personal time with him, mostly to listen to him. But I bring him all my concerns. I talk to him, ask him to help me. And it is great blessing. Paul says, whatever gains I had in this life, whatever this world values that I have complied with, both in terms of religion and in terms of my life as a whole, whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that. In other words, there's nothing important but Christ. There's nothing important but following him. And that's really true. Whether you're on the Supreme Court or whether you're a gas station attendant, and I don't mean to demean anything or to elevate anything beyond its rightful place. I'm just saying that you have certain jobs are hidden. People don't see them. People don't value them. But the point is, how am I working? Am I working for the glory of God? Am I working to see him known and loved through me? What's my goal? What's my purpose? And Paul knows that he's learned much, and people acknowledge that in many ways. But he says here, whatever gain I had, these I've come to consider a loss because of Christ. I've been these things, I've conquered this, I've been in charge of that, I've done all these things. He says, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. To know him, to love him, and serve him is so infinite a blessing that everything else seems paltry by comparison. That's what Paul's saying. He's not relying on titles or his zeal for obeying the law. Those are not the signs. Signs are his union with God and walking with God in close fellowship, companionship, and simply wanting to see him known and loved and served. Is that your goal in life? No matter what your job, no matter what your talents, is your goal through that job and through those talents to see him honored and known and glorified? What are the goals of your life? Psalm 105, let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. That's what we need to do, to search for him in our daily circumstances, our daily relationships, our daily challenges. Lord, where are you here? What do you want of me? And it's amazing. It's amazing. Sometimes it's silence, and you don't get an answer to your question, but sometimes it is. You hear something on the radio, you pick up a newspaper and you see the same, where did this come from? I never saw this before. It's because God highlighted it for you. He will speak to you. And you don't have to go around searching, just keep bringing. Stay as close to the Lord as you can. He'll give you wisdom, or he'll bring you to people who can give you wisdom. And we have to be willing to accept it both ways. He may give it to us, he may give it to someone for us. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and let him lead. And the gospel for today, the gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes, that's the ones who obey every jot and tittle of the law, the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." They never would because they thought that polluted them. And so they say, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus, knowing exactly what they're thinking and exactly what they're saying, even if they're whispering behind his back, Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." Do not exclude yourself because you say, "I'm a sinner. I'm a big sinner." Do you not know that God loves you and that God longs for you to come to him? But it means we humble ourselves and we come before the Lord and we say, "I'm sorry. Will you help me out of the mess in which I find myself?" And Jesus will say to those in heaven, "Rejoice with me. I've found my lost sheep," because you opened your heart. See, Jesus will never violate your free will. He waits for you. And when you ask for help, it will be given. "What woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Never, ever succumb to the lies of Satan, who tells you your sin is too great. Even God would not forgive you. That is a lie. It is a damnable lie. Because what Satan is trying to do is discourage you until you give up hope. That's not God. God always, when he's present, he brings peace, he brings hope, he brings a willingness to surrender, he will bless. He will never turn you away, no matter what sin or how often you've committed it. If you say to the Lord, "Lord, I am sorry, will you please forgive me?" If you're Catholic, go to confession, please. That's a gift of mercy right there, so that you don't have to carry your sin all your life. Because that discourages and binds up, and Jesus wants us to admit it, to see it, to face it, to ask forgiveness, and be set free. So that you, in turn, then become a sign to others. Your freedom then speaks to others and gives them hope. We're so quiet about our spiritual lives, and I understand that. You don't need to be telling people everything. But I think, at least among close friends, to be able to say, even without identifying, I've been grappling with a real sin in my life for a while, and I really came to a place of asking God's forgiveness, and I've been set free, and I'm blessed. That's what God wants you to do for His great gift to you. Open up your heart. He loves you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.